Minnesota pig. The ancestor of all domestic pigs is the white boar. They were bred from them, and different breeding trends have resulted in different sizes, colors. Dwarf pigs were originally used in laboratories for human experimentation, helping the development of medicine. They are responsible, for example, for a hormone called insulin, which was first extracted by doctors from the pancreas of the dwarf pig. Not only is it useful to humans in this area, but we also take advantage of its great sense of smell. At airports, for example, luggage is often sniffed around with dwarf pigs instead of dogs to check for anything inappropriate or illegal. In France, there is also a long tradition of mushroom hunting, where these animals are used to scavenge the most valuable mushrooms, such as truffles. They are very intelligent animals, and it is no coincidence that they are very popular as pets. They are teachable, can be taught tricks, and are even house-trained. Here, too, they prefer to pee in the arena during the zoo show rather than in their cages, although there is a designated area for them to pee, and without expectation they do their work there if they don't have the opportunity to go outside. They love mud bathing. Why do they do it? Not to get dirty. Mud bathing protects their skin from insects, and it's even a great substitute for sunscreen as it protects against sunburn. The dwarf pigs you see here have just a collective name. We call them fatties. They will stay outside with us until the end of the show, and you will have the opportunity to pet them at the end. It's worth a try, as the bristles that cover their bodies are very interesting to touch, and you can also test whether they are clean animals. After petting them, there is no smell left on your hands.